Welcome to the Wild Wild West. Amazing. Now, I asked the juniors earlier, do you guys have any idea what the Wild Wild West even was? Anyone know? Yeah?
A place where wild animals live.
That's not wrong.
In the West.
Yes, it was in the West, and it was wild. There were definitely wild animals there. Anyone else? Yeah, at the back? There were cowboys there, yeah. So what happened was, in America, no one was living in the West, so people moved over to the West to sort of set up life there, but there was no one there, so there were wild animals, and it was wild, and there was not really any rules, and everyone kind of did what they want. That's why you had, like, bandits and that sort of thing. It was lawless, and what they needed in a place like that was a really good leader, wasn't it? And that's what we're going to be learning about this week. We're going to be learning about someone who said that they were a really good leader. But not just for a town in the Wild Wild West, but for the whole of God's kingdom. And that is Jesus. We're going to be learning about Jesus. And I'm going to pop this. You'll see lots of these wanted posters this week. This isn't really a wanted poster. This is a who is this man? Because we're thinking about who is Jesus. Now, all this week, we're going to be looking, guys, at something called the Gospel of Luke, okay, which is a book written by a bloke called Luke about 2,000 years ago. He was a real bloke, real book, and he wrote about a real man called Jesus. And he wrote it all down. He looked at all the evidence. He spoke to people who had seen him, wrote it all down so that we could know 2,000 years later and everyone before us and after us who Jesus really was. And Luke had been showing us, in the bit up to our Bible story today, he'd been showing us how Jesus had been going around teaching people, huge crowds, doing astonishing, amazing things. And so even King Herod, who was sort of like the king at the time, even he was a bit puzzled, wasn't he, in the drama? And he was like, who's this bloke? And that is what we're asking today. Who is Jesus? Now, people had different opinions, didn't they, earlier on who he was. And a little bit like you get different opinions now, don't you, on YouTube? You guys know what YouTube is? Yeah, no surprises there, right? So imagine for me that they had YouTube back in the day. This is what it would have been a bit like.
All right, everybody, Beastie Gamer here. Back in the game. Definitely out to win this time. Definitely. Just need to get through here. Grab that. Dodge him. Easy. Absolutely easy. Anyway, everyone's talking about this Jesus guy at the moment, aren't they? He's everywhere. Healing people, teaching huge crowds, people keep following wherever he goes. Because of something really boom is happening. And I think I've worked out who he is. He's John the Baptist, come back from the dead. Think about it. John was a famous preacher. Jesus was a famous preacher. John kept telling everyone that something big was about to happen. And something big is happening. Huge crowds, amazing things. Everyone's talking about it. It all fits. John the Baptist is back, telling you, mystery solved. You're welcome. Whoa, wait, hold on a second. What was that? Oh, come on, teammate, help me out, man. I was explaining my theory. Oh. Like and subscribe, everybody.
So there you go. There's one theory from Beastie Gamer, the theory that Jesus was actually... How'd you figure that one out? He was saying Jesus was John the Baptist back from the dead. Now, John the Baptist was somebody who lived at the same time as Jesus, but just before Jesus had been teaching, he was telling everybody that God was going to do something amazing. And because he was saying that, he was killed. And the theory is that actually Jesus was that John the Baptist back from the dead. Well, let's examine the evidence that Luke showed us in his gospel and we saw in our Bible drama. So one day, Jesus was walking with his disciples, his closest followers, and he was looking for a quiet, lonely place to talk to them. And then 5,000 people, in fact, more than 5,000 people show up. Now, what would you guys do if you were looking for a quiet little chat with your mates and then 5,000 people showed up? What do you think you'd do? What do you reckon? Yeah? You might tell them a story. I heard a go away over there. That's probably, I like that reaction. In fact, that was Jesus's reaction. Go away, I think, is probably more what we would think of doing. Like, go away or go looking for somewhere quiet. Now, Jesus didn't do that. He did what you said. He took them and he taught them all about the kingdom of God. And he healed the people who were sick. Now, does that sound like some shy ghost to you? No, I don't think so. In fact, he sounds more like the person or the big thing, amazing thing that John the Baptist said was going to happen, doesn't he, than John the Baptist himself. So perhaps that gamer's theory isn't correct. So I'm going to put up a little comment on that YouTube video that actually, no, he's not just a ghost. He was a huge thing that John the Baptist said that God would do. Shall we watch another YouTube video then to see if we've got any more theories? Okay. This next one is Big Dave. And he thinks he's... Big Dave thinks he's solved the case. Okay, so that's Big Dave's theory. He thinks that Jesus is Elijah, the great prophet who's returned. Now, Elijah was a pretty amazing prophet. He lived a long, long time before Jesus, and he did some astonishing things. And Jesus is doing some astonishing things, so maybe that makes sense. But let's go and look again at our true Bible story that Luke wrote down for us. So it's getting late, all those crowds that's followed him, and he's now talking to, he's been chatting to them all day, and it's got a bit late, and they're all getting a bit peckish. You know what it's like when you've been swimming or gaming or playing, and then it gets to like 7 and you realize you hadn't eaten anything, and you're like, I'm hungry. You know that feeling? Yeah, well, imagine that, right? But with 5,000 people, and they are miles away from the shops, miles away. So can anyone remember that Jesus' closest followers, the disciples, what did they suggest that the people should do? Yeah. Well remembered. Well remembered. Yeah, absolutely. Send them off. That makes sense. We haven't got any food. Go to the village and get some food. But what did Jesus tell his disciples that they should do? Yeah? Do you remember? Anyone else want to jump in? Yeah? Feed them. Yeah. Feed them. They would have been a bit like, us? Feed them? Okay. So they looked in their lunch bag to see what they had. And they had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, do you think, guys, that that would be enough to feed everybody here? No? I think you're probably right. You might get a tiny bit, mightn't you? Would that be enough to feed 5,000 people? No chance. No chance. But they'd forgotten, hadn't they, who they were stood next to? Because Jesus, the first thing he did was he thanked God for what they did have. And then he passed it to his disciples and they handed it out. 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 And they kept handing it out until everybody had eaten. Luke writes down, they all ate and they were satisfied. That's Luke for, they were stuffed. Like you've been to that all you can eat in town, you know, with the chocolate fountain. You're like, everybody was absolutely stuffed, not just a little bit. And then the disciples gathered up all the leftovers in baskets. Can anyone remember how many baskets there were of leftovers? Yeah? 12. 12 disciples and 12 baskets. So look at that. Unbelievable. Now, yes, Elijah and Elisha and Moses and other prophets in the Old Testament had done some really, really amazing things. God had used them to do amazing things, even feed people out of apparently nothing. But look at the scale of this and how easily Jesus did it. Something much bigger is happening here, isn't it? And remember what our YouTuber said. He said that, but God was going to do something amazing. So Elijah was going to come back before God did something amazing. Now, it's a bit like with the John the Baptist theory. Jesus looks like the amazing thing that's going to happen, doesn't he? More than he looks like Elijah coming back. So I think we need to add another comment to this one. Not liking and subscribing that. We're putting a comment bigger than Elijah. He looked like the amazing thing that God was going to do. So should we have another YouTube video?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, this time it's one of those story time videos. I don't know if you've ever watched that. Someone's sitting you down for story time. Let's see what you've got to say.
Hey, besties. Story time again. Sandy. Oh, there's so much that I've been hearing about the son of Jesus. So he's been, like, walking around, healing people, teaching people about God. And now, apparently, he's, like, fed 5,000 people with, like, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So, in true story time fashion, I've been thinking about what the end is. And my verdict? I think he's, like, the most special prophet ever. Like, a new special prophet. So that's my verdict. But remember, like and subscribe. Bye.
Okay, so that sounds like a relatively sensible, respectful theory, doesn't it? That actually, not necessarily John the Baptist, not necessarily Elijah, Jesus is a very special prophet. Well, Jesus was special, wasn't he? He was important. He was a great teacher and a great miracle worker. But is that enough? Because Jesus wasn't simply important to those 5,000 people that day, was he? If you think about it, guys, we're all still here 2,000 years later talking about who Jesus is. Not just 5,000 people back then following him, but actually now there are billions of people all over the world that follow Jesus. And books have been written about him. Paintings have been painted about him. Buildings have been built for him with his name. Hospitals, schools. And people have given their whole lives to serving others in his name. And even people who don't follow Jesus have to admit that he has had an enormous effect on our world, more than any other person. So I think we need to add a comment. I just don't think it cuts it. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a messenger, which a prophet is. We still haven't really answered that question yet, have we? But thankfully, Jesus himself asked that question, didn't he? Because when he was finally on his own with the disciples, he said to them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And we know the answers, don't we? Because the disciples gave the answers that everyone's been giving. John the Baptist back from the dead, Elijah back from the dead, another prophet. But then he turned to them and he said, "But who do you say I am?" Like, whoa, that's different, isn't it? You know, that's not just what does Big Dave the Gamer say or what does any other YouTuber say? What does your parents say, your school teacher or even your group leader? That's who do you say that I am? Here's the theories. Here's the evidence. What's your verdict, you my followers? And Peter answered, didn't he? Can anyone remember what Peter's answer was? Emmett, the Christ. Yes, the Christ, which is God's chosen king. Because Peter and the disciples, they recognized something that everybody else had missed. A prophet brings a message from the king. But Jesus, he is the king. So we can complete our board. We can put Jesus, the king. There we go. And I've also got identity confirmed. Jesus, God's chosen king, the king promised. But I want you guys to have a think today, okay? You can't tell me you've never imagined doing a YouTube video. You might even have tried doing one at one stage. Well, I want you to imagine, just in your heads, that you are making a YouTube video and it's about who Jesus is. And think about what you would say in that YouTube video. Because maybe you arrive today and you're thinking, yeah, I've heard about Jesus. He sounds like a really nice bloke, a good teacher. Definitely did some amazing things a very, very long time ago. And that's not wrong, isn't it? But Luke is showing us it's just far too small. It's too small. And Jesus is asking each of us, who do you say that I am? Not what YouTubers think, not what everyone else thinks. What do you think? Who do you say I am? And you'll have a chance to discuss that in your discussion groups later on today. And all this week, we're going to be looking at other things that Luke wrote down for us about Jesus. But I'm going to hand back over to Alistair.
Yes.